This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Baker Mayfield era has begun in Cleveland. The Browns officially named Mayfield the starting quarterback after he led the team to its first win since 2016. Mayfield entered last week's game when starter Tyrod Taylor suffered a concussion while the team was losing to the Jets. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, I think back to the NFL draft when you didn't agree with the Browns picking Mayfield number one.
The Browns may have been the only team that thought he was the best quarterback in the draft, along with all the number-crunching analytics people. Mayfield doesn't throw the ball to the other team, doesn't fumble, doesn't get passes batted down the line of scrimmage, even though he's smaller, completes a high percentage. Mm-hmm. And another thing, this is a key point they like, is Sam Darnold, who the Browns played for the Jets, the person that many thought the Browns should take out of USC, if you add up his starts from high school and college, they came out to 42. Baker Mayfield started 46 games in Division I in college. Baker Mayfield, by the way, is 23. Darnold is 21. A big difference is he spent 5 years in college. First year, he was a walk-on at Texas Tech. In other words, no scholarship, makes the team. Then the next year, he gets a scholarship at Texas Tech, but in mid-year, he loses the starting job. So he leaves, then he goes over to Oklahoma. No scholarship there. Mm-hmm. Makes the team, ends up starting at Oklahoma for 3 years. While he ends up being a number one draft pick, his road is not the usual one. He was not the star high school prospect that everybody wanted. It's like he becomes a phenom, but not the usual road. He is a phenom, as he called it, with a chip on his shoulder, thinking he'd still have to prove a whole bunch of people wrong. That appealed to the Browns because they thought that's what it would take in Cleveland to kind of make it work. And also for the fans to embrace him. You know, if we see the Browns suddenly turn around, we will look back and say, all right, the turning point came. Not only with Baker Mayfield, but with Denzel Ward, and they signed Carlos Hyde, Ohio State player, scored a couple touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And it came that night, Thursday in Cleveland, when they're down 14-0 and looking like another loss was coming.
I watched Baker Mayfield's press conference after the game, saying all the right things, how the fans needed this, saying it was for Cleveland. He didn't have what I've seen in the past from some of these rookie quarterbacks, which is a lot of cockiness, and he really is saying all the right things.
He's really been good about that from the beginning. You know, we're saying, I don't want to be a backup quarterback, but I respect Tyrod Taylor. I respect the coaches, even though I'm sure it was just really bothering him that he was really not given a chance to start right away because the Browns wanted to ease him in. You know, they've seen too many quarterbacks ruined by playing immediately. And they didn't want to stick that 1-31 record on his back and say, you're the guy that's got to stop it now. I was talking to the Browns PR guys when they brought him in, and so I said, have you been working with this guy or what? And he said, a little bit, but truthfully, he said, he's come in like that. And I think I go back to when you play at Oklahoma, you are the big show in Oklahoma. There's the Oklahoma City Thunder, and there's Oklahoma football, and that's it.
It's interesting, though, that after that tie with the Steelers, you said, no, it's not time for Baker Mayfield, and then one game changes all that.
The Browns took him because they felt he was the most NFL-ready quarterback going. They didn't start him immediately because they've seen Tim Couch and too many quarterbacks ruined here. You know, it's a football cliche for quarterbacks. You're one snap away. But it's hard if you sit there week after week, you don't play, tell yourself one snap away and preparing like you're going to play. A lot of guys say they are, and then they get in the game, you could tell they weren't. But Mayfield was.
Now they play the Raiders this weekend.
And they could win. Oakland's kind of a mess. Now, it's going to be a little different for Baker there because he's going to be on the road. Oakland is a very noisy stadium. So that will be an interesting environment for him. But I also go back to those 46 starts in college at big-time programs and very loud stadiums. I don't think that will bother him a whole lot.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. 89.7 WKSU.